When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, namaste, bitches. It's Teresa Giudice, and I'm here with my co-host, Melissa Feaster. She's back.
I'm back, bitches. Hi, how are you?
Good.
Hi, namaste, bitches. We missed you from last week. What a week it has been. I feel like this last week has been a month in itself with all of the madness going on.
Yeah,
like, I mean, insane. Yeah. I mean, you guys, how did all this start happening in just 1 week since we last recorded?
Like, what happened?
Fill me in
because you know more than I do.
Your stuff, which we'll get to, your stuff, your unnecessary bullshit stuff. Then the other unnecessary bullshit that started happening. Here's the thing. I don't want to get into it. I'm not here to talk shit. I never talk shit. I don't talk shit on social media. I don't want to talk shit here. As anyone that's ever talked to me on social media, DMs, knows, I'm positive. I like the peace. I'm nice. I treat others with respect. So it just has been very frustrating, like annoying. I don't know what the word is. All of it combined. When we all are doing the same thing, right? We all do podcasts for different reasons. You and I do it because we want to show more of the glimpse of Teresa not in front of the camera. Mom life, me, mom life, working, business, like all these things. And I feel like there should be a sense of respect across the board for A, women to women, and two, especially other podcasters and other people that go through the grind just like
me. Oh my God, people like talking shit, Melissa. That's what they like doing. That's, I guess that gets them ratings and blah, blah, blah. That's why you just got to ignore the bullshit. You really do. If you want to answer and respond, you answer, respond. If not, you just move on, you know?
It is. People would rather choose. You know what? Someone told me it's easier to frown than to smile. So it's easier to be a dick than to be nice.
I feel like it's nicer to be nice and smile. It feels good.
Much better. But I think people like are a lazy or just assholes, and they would rather just say not nice things and talk shit because that's, again, that's like you said, they want to hear it. They want to hear the negativity. They want to hear the tea, you know, and all this. And I just don't understand like, why we can't, I know not everyone is going to get along with each other, but like at least just have some kind of respect. Like when basketball players are on the court and they're playing against each other, they might not like each other and they want to kick each other's ass, but there's a level of respect. We're on the court together. You do what I do. Like we at least got to respect the game. And I just wish that more people would respect the game overall, especially what we're doing. We're podcast hosts like everybody else doing a podcast.
I mean, it's that's not the way the world works, unfortunately, you know?
It's not.
There's vicious, jealous people out there. They want to hurt other people. That's what makes them feel good. So that's why you just got to either ignore or, you know, or address it and then move on, you know?
And here's the thing too, though. Like, Teresa, I know you're not everybody's cup of tea. I for sure am not everybody's cup of tea. I would never expect everyone to like me if they're a fan of yours. Maybe I'm not someone's cup of tea. Maybe they don't like me. Maybe they don't think I'm a great podcaster or a great co-host. Maybe some people don't like you, think I'm good. Like, I'm fine with that. You don't like, not everybody has to like everybody.
That's true.
But just like, that's fine. And that's fine. But like, just shut your mouth or don't listen. Why do you have to actually go and actually say it? You know, and I don't want to like get this anymore. We all know what's been happening and what's being said. Stuff about me again, how she doesn't think we're good partners and that we don't make a good podcast together. Yeah, I'm not a good host.
But we shouldn't even address her. Like, that's
well, okay. So what do you want me to say?
Nothing bad. That's it. Just say, I don't know. I think you should just, if somebody's talking about you, who cares? Ignore it. You know, ignore it. Like, just ignore it. Seriously. Ignore okay. it. It's not like it's affecting you. I'm just saying, like, eventually it's going to go away. Cause then
yeah, of course,
if you fight back, then, you know, what's it going to do? So that's why I just ignore it. And then eventually the person's going to get tired of talking to themselves, you know?
And I do ignore it. Like, I've never ever said anything to anybody about anything, like whether it's a comment I didn't like that they said about you, whether it's a comment that they said that wasn't nice about me. I've never said anything, but at some point too, like, I don't like when people associate niceness for weakness, like, because you're nice, you must be weak. So I feel like it's a fine line between those two things. Mm-hmm. And just because I am nice, I'm not weak. And at some point, if someone's going to keep saying stuff about me, especially when it's nothing but lies, I just feel like the whole thing, don't poke the bear. Cause what's going to happen? The bear's going to wake up and the bear's going to be fucking pissed. So I just listen, whatever the drama has been happening. I just wish that.
I mean, my advice to you is, listen, look, I'm on a reality TV show. The truth eventually comes out. You know, it does. It eventually does come out. Like, you know, so that's what I mean. I mean, sometimes it takes a long freaking time. It does. It takes a long time, but eventually it does. But that's the thing. If just don't respond back to anybody, because then it just dies out and the person's just talking to themselves, you know? It's like, whatever. You know,
we're just here to do our podcast. Like, if you think whatever you think about it and it's not positive, great. Then don't listen. Move it along. There's a million other podcasts to listen to. Comment on something else that you actually do enjoy. Right. Like,
yeah,
respect.
It's like, don't be mean. I mean, come on. There's people making up stories every single day about me. It's like so crazy.
And you look at what you have been dealing with this
week. Like, they're saying, I was in Miami this weekend, making up all different lies. Meanwhile, I had the best weekend ever. I had so much fun. Like, it was good. It was a good getaway. It was really nice. Yeah.
So you guys went to Miami for Valentine's Day.
Valentine's weekend. Yep. Cause Valentine was on a Wednesday. And
yes.
So we picked this weekend, yeah, because it was after Valentine's Day, to go away for Valentine's Day. Yeah, so it was really nice. It was a great getaway. Yeah, it was awesome.
You two?
Yeah, just us two. Friday night, that was our Valentine's dinner. Then Saturday night was my girlfriend's birthday. She lives out there. So we went to her birthday party, which it was actually that day was her birthday. She invites me every year. Last year, I couldn't make it. In Miami, but this year I was there. So it was like, it worked out great. Yeah. This is my dearest friend. You know who she is. Mm-hmm. Eve, she was at my bridal shower and my wedding. So her. And then on Sunday, we went out with Lisa Hotchkin and Jody.
Oh yeah. How was that?
It was awesome. We went to Papa Steak. Yeah. It was so good. Yeah. Like, I love them. She's so much fun. Yeah. Like, she's so my cup of tea. Like, we had the best time. We had a really good time together.
We got to have her on.
Yeah. And Jody was awesome to her boyfriend. I went to their place. They invited us to their place. They just got a place together. Beautiful.
Ooh.
Yeah. Beautiful apartment. Like, beautiful. Like, beautiful. Like, so big. Like, 6-bedroom. Huge. And so we went there, had a drink. Then we went to Papa Steak afterwards. Yeah. So it was good.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know you guys were, like, close.
We hung out at BravoCon. We went to dinner at BravoCon. And then she asked me to go to an event Friday night. But Louie and I wanted to have our own private, you know, like, dinner, because it was for Valentine's Day. So that's why we went Friday night. We went out by ourselves. But she did invite me out Friday night also. And then I said, well, can we do Sunday? Because I'm like, tomorrow night I have a party. And then I said, can we do something on Sunday? And she said, yeah. So it was good.
And then Monday, you had to come back to the cold. back home.
Yeah, I came home yesterday. Yeah, we had a 5:20 flight. Yeah. We extended our flight. We were supposed to leave in the morning. And then, you know, it was kind of a late night. Louis's like, I'm going to change our flight. I'm like, okay. So he changed our flight.
Was it so nice to get out of the crap cold weather? And
yeah, I mean, if you see Louis, he's so tan. Like 2 days were good. The third day rained, but it was great because then I ended up going to my I stayed at the Faina, and my girlfriend Taja has a place in the Faina called Taja Drip.
Yeah.
So I got an oxygen facial. Louis got IB. He got an IV.
Oh, dope.
Great vitamins. Yeah. And I got a B12 shot and 2 other shots. One shot to increase your orgasm, even like intensify it. Yes.
What is this?
It's some kind of shot. I don't know the name of it. And then another shot, an NAD or something.
Yeah. NAD. Those are really good.
Yeah. Yeah. I got for anti-aging.
Wait a minute.
And B12. So I got 3 shots because I don't like sitting there get an IV in my arm. Louis did while I got my oxygen facial, and then I got 3 shots.
Wait a minute. Back it up. I've never heard of this shot will give you a better orgasm shot.
Like it intensifies it and intensifies it more. Yeah.
I need this like now, ASAP, every day. Are you serious? Well, did it work?
I mean, she said it. You'll just feel. Let me ask her the name of it. What's the name of that orgasm shot you gave me? I want to ask her the name of it. So people.
That's something that you ask somebody every day. What's the name of the shot that gives you better orgasms?
No, because she said, she said that her friend, like she did it to somebody else, and that all of a sudden she's just, you know, shopping or whatever, and she feels something.
Shopping, like, not even in the bedroom.
Yeah, not even like while it's happening. Like she felt it like regular. Yeah. So I was like, okay.
Okay. Well, if you start feeling something right now while we're recording, we might.
Yeah. So I'll let you know.
Well, listen, I'm happy that
was good because the third day rained and then I was able to go to her place and do that stuff. Because if it was nice out, I wouldn't have gone because I would have been outside enjoying the weather. So it was good. It was good to do that because I've been wanting to go to her place, you know?
Well, it was good. You guys needed to get away, just the two of you, relax, get some sun, have fun, you know? Yeah. So, you know, obviously people we know too, that stuff has been going on with you and Louie and Bo.
I can't really discuss it, but it's totally being handled. When you're in the public eye, shit like this happens.
Well, I'm sorry that this is all going on. I know it's like one headache after another with this crap. And it came at a good time. You guys being able to get away, go to Florida, relax, have some fun, see your friends.
Yeah, that's just the thing. It's like poor Louis. Like he didn't sign up for any of this. He just met Teresa, Judice, but didn't know that all this other stuff comes with it, you know? Like we got off the beach the second day, paparazzi was right there. I was like, all of a sudden I look up, I'm like, babe, there's paparazzi.
Hold on, I need to shut this
down. I didn't even post that I was at where I was staying.
How do they find out?
Okay, it's like, called oxytocin.
Oh, oxytocin. Yeah.
She gave me a shot of that.
Got it. Okay. How do these people find out where you are?
Well, I didn't post that I was at the Faina. Louis posted we were at the Faina. So I don't know if they looked at his account and saw that we were at the Faina. Because
Is it easier or better just to not post where you are?
Yes, because then they'll come. They'll come where you are. That's why I didn't post where I was staying. But Louis did. So I don't know. But did he post that we were on the beach? I'm trying to think. I don't think he posted we were on because I was going to post our feet like on the beach and I didn't because I didn't want them to come. Cause I said, like, I was in Miami a couple weeks ago, but we stayed at the one hotel, but we stayed at the pool area, like all the way at the top.
Right.
So we didn't go to the beach. Like I told everybody, if we go to the beach, I'm getting caught by paparazzi. And, cause that's, they'll get you on the beach. When you're at the pool area, they're not allowed. Paparazzi's not allowed in the pool area. So I said, you know, but the pool area by the Faina was, I don't know, it was just a kind of quiet, you know, I wanted to go do the beach since a few weeks ago I did the pool. I wanted to do the beach, you know, it was nice being by the beach.
So is it just easier though, not to like say where I am, just post like,
yeah, like if you don't want paparazzi to show up, you should not post where you are. So I didn't post where I was, but Louie did saying that we were at the Faena. So I don't know if they looked at his story and knew where I was. Cause as soon as they came off and they got us on the beach too. Like they got us, like Louie laid on top of me and was hugging me. They got that picture, you know? So they were on the beach for a while, which I didn't even know they were there.
And then I just want to like be with my man. I just want to go in the ocean. I want to walk. My ass is hanging out.
They don't get you the right angles, you know? It's like, come on, you know? But I looked good. Yeah. I mean,
was that the ones in the yellow bathing suit? No.
Yellow? No, I didn't wear yellow.
What did I see? Okay.
I wore black, a black bathing suit.
Oh, no.
No. And then the first day I wore, what color bathing suit was the first day? I wore black the second day. And the first day, I forgot what bathing suit I wore. Oh, I wore like white. It was all different colors.
That's just insane that like a story, which is up for 24 hours, someone is already on that just looking to see, they can see it just by
he posted it with a story. And then I posted like, the second day that we were at the Faena, but that day they already got us. I posted out, you know, but I think I tagged the Faena because it's so pretty. But the second day after paparazzi got me,
got it.
I posted that I was there.
Well, I'm glad that you got away. I'm sure it was good for you guys both physically and mentally just to
leave the shit,
go enjoy each other, right? Just like all this. We actually got two, you guys, because we're like, and I missed the first one. I mean, we've answered questions before and we got to start 2-minute bitches again. We got to start 2-minute bitches.
Yeah. Many
people that want to come back on. But last episode, we're like, we should ask if anyone has any more questions for us. And so that's why we were posting you guys ask Namaste bitches if you have any questions. So Pat, do you want to see, like, tell us if anyone had some questions?
Hi guys. Did anyone have any questions? There were a million questions.
Really?
Yes. Good, million questions. Okay. Namaste Bitches Pod on IG. Yes. There were a lot of questions.
Oh yeah. You guys, if you have questions, you can DM me or even better DM the at Namaste Bitches Pod.
Right. So James, and you just talked about your trip to Miami. He was wondering about your trip to Miami this weekend. What happened to the two T? This is from Kathy E. Lasley. Uh-huh. She said, what happened to the podcast with two T's in a pod that you guys were promoting? It's happening. Like at the end of March, it's happening. I just got an email literally while you guys were talking about your Miami trip about it happening the end of March.
Oh, amazing. Cool.
Yes. There were some scheduling issues. And
all right,
so
good.
It's working out.
There you go, Kathy. End of March. 1 month.
Eek Michelle Evervonnet. She said, ask you guys if you ever dress casual and comfy and what you wear. What's your go-to?
I'm doing it right now.
Right. Like you guys are the definition of that now.
Like I was cold today. I don't know why. I guess because I just got back from Miami. So I have this really comfy, it's velvet. It feels so good. It says lovers. I don't know where I got this. It's my first time.
Oxytocin shot.
Yeah. And look, I have the matching pants. Like,
oh, fancy.
This says, what would you do for love? I don't even know where I got this outfit. It's so cute, but it's so warm. And it's heavy.
It looks warm. No, we are. Listen, when we're at the house, both Teresa and let me one up you. Josh's boxers.
I went boot shopping, so I put this on. I was cold today, and I've been wanting to wear this, but it's like so heavy, but it feels so good.
I think when we're always home, I'm always in. Oh my gosh, you know what I wear? Like I actually need to get more and stock up. I always, listen, we have our sweatshirts and t-shirts and hats and they're great. I live in the Namaste Bitches sweatpants.
Yeah. I didn't bring them. I usually wear them too, like to the airport. I've been wearing them to the airport a lot, but, I didn't wear them this time.
They're so comfy.
Yeah, no, they are. I love my sweats. I need more pairs. Cause I think I only have one pair, right? Do I only have one pair?
I'll send you guys.
I think I only have one. Maybe.
Yeah. I think I need another pair.
Yeah.
Just because they're in the wash and I want to wear them again, you know? So
incredibly comfortable. It's insane. And by the way, you guys, if you want to get them, go to shop herdatmedia.com.
Yeah, I have this beanie hat, the skull hat on. Melissa has a sweatshirt on. So,
Teresa, did your girls ever get their sweatpants? Because I think we may have like lost them or left them at the live show.
I
brought like six pair, and then I remember seeing
all those.
Yeah, and I don't know if like somebody swiped them or if they actually got them. So if they didn't get them, we'll send them new.
Yeah, no, they never got them. Yeah, no, I never saw them wear them. And that's all my kids wear to school is sweats.
Okay, then I'll resend.
Please send them because then they can wear them. Yeah.
Well, six people are awfully comfy right now.
Right.
They're feeling way good right now.
Yeah.
Okay, we got a question from. Oh, this is a good question, but you guys, if you answered this in the first part of the episode about how you guys handle bloggers' criticism.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, this is a thing. I know I'm on a TV show with drama, but in my real life, I mean, I think you know by now, Melissa, like you say, I ignore the shit. I don't care. Whatever people, the only time I know something is if someone sends it to me. Otherwise, I don't go looking for nothing. I go on social media, like once in a blue, just if I have the time, scroll through stuff. That's it. Done. I post my pictures, you know, to keep, you know, just because I am in the public eye, I love posting my stuff. And it's like, to me, it's like a diary of all my photos, like of my life, what I'm doing, you know, that's it. Otherwise, ignore the shit. You know, I mean, that's the thing. You know, everybody probably thinks, oh, Teresa's full of always, you know, around drama because I'm on a TV show because with drama. But really, when I'm done filming, I tune that shit out. So, like, I don't even think about it. I'm in another world. It's like, yeah, I mean, I haven't talked about them, nothing. Like, you know, it's not going to, the next time I probably talk to them about them is the reunion. That's it. And if they would say something, I would just ignore it because I don't want to respond to them. You know, there's no need to.
Yeah.
And we did talk about it. I mean, I think that it's just, and again, it's not realistic to say, I wish people could just say nice things and keep the shitty things to themselves. That's obviously not realistic. And again, I don't need everyone to like I know not everybody's going to like me, and everyone is entitled to their own opinion, whether it's good or bad. I just am like, if it's shitty and negative, like go move it, keep it moving. Right? Like, that's it. And every nice one, by the way, I respond to every nice one.
Yeah. I mean, my thing is I'm all about lifting each people up, lifting women up, lifting anybody up. Like I don't like to trash anybody because it's really not my thing. Cause obviously if you trash someone, they're going to trash you back. And it's just like,
Misery loves company, and it's just like a snowball.
Like a ping pong, it's going to keep going back and forth. Yep. So that's why it's better not, you know, not to. If somebody says something about you, sorry, you feel that way. Done, and keep it moving, you know, or don't even respond because that's what they want. They want you to respond, you know.
Probably drives them crazy when you don't respond.
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No reaction is way worse than
silence. Silence is.
But
golden.
Again, like I said before. I do that. I don't respond. I don't like the negativity. Everyone's going to entitled to their opinion. I know it's not always going to be sunshine and roses and positive stuff. But again, sometimes I'm like, you want to keep going at the bear. Don't mistake me being kind for me being weak and being passive and letting you get to like run all over me, especially if it's bullshit and lies.
Right.
So like, I feel like that's a fine line between ignore and keep it moving. But sometimes I do feel like sometimes when people piss you off, you don't say anything. At some point you're like, and I feel like that's everybody. So
yeah. I mean, the only time I do that because it's on a TV show, because if they are, you know, they are coming at me. But otherwise I really like, I don't really respond to anyone. Like anybody negative on Instagram, block, delete. That's what all I do. Block, delete, you know, like it's just not, I don't even want to respond, you know, it's
silliness.
Yeah, trust me. You don't think I want to respond sometimes? I do, but it's like it's not even worth it.
I would that's love what they want. You, like just to pick one shitty comment and just like go Teresa on
go
that.
At, yeah,
I would love that.
That's what people want. So it's
well, sometimes you got to give people what they want. What do you want? What do you want? No, yeah. I think that's it. I think that we appreciate. Stay away if you don't like us. If you don't like namaste bitches, but even that's greater than the ones that maybe don't are the ones that do. And that's what we do focus on. The amazing ones that are supporting us and that love us and are here for positivity. That's you guys. That's who we love. And that's why we do it.
And like, that hello, overrides our podcast is called Namaste Bitches. So we have to be namaste. You
know? And our little bitches. But we said little bitches for the ones that are nice.
Is like in a nice yeah. way, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Nice bitches. It's all how you say it, right? It's bitches. It's nice.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Here's another one. This is a good question. This is from Artifact JICC. Said, Melissa, what are your plans when you and Josh become empty nesters in 4 years? Yeah.
Well, they have no a long
way.
Time.
I can't even think about that. I get sad just thinking about Teresa with her girls going away. Please, I still wipe my kids' butts sometimes.
Yeah,
okay?
I have 3 more years and then.
Because being an empty nester is pretty awesome, got to tell you.
Dude.
Yeah, I have three more years and then I could, you know, then Louie yeah, and I
she's
could.
She's almost out. She's
I want,
almost
then out. I want to either move to California or Florida. Those are our two places.
Yeah.
It's California, but you can keep saying Florida. It's cool.
I mean, we'll see. But, you know, just because it's like California taxes are freaking insane.
True.
Right.
And
Florida,
that's why
there's
I
no state
get
tax.
Away from New Jersey taxes. You know,
Florida, you don't get any of that.
Yeah. There's no state tax in Florida.
That's why I think I'm going to go to Florida, you know?
Well, yeah. Listen, I
like
can't
six,
even.
I want to do 6 months Jersey, 6 months Florida, you know?
I could not even imagine. I can't even like fathom that day. I mean, when the kids come home from school, I have to do poop checks to see if they got all the poop wiped from their butt during school. Oh so I'm still pretty far away from that. Poop check, get naked. Poop let me check. See your butt. Yeah. Is there dried poop still in there? Okay, go to the bathroom. We got to wipe it up.
There, I mean, there's a million more questions that we can get to the next episode too, but those were awesome.
Those were good ones.
Yeah. They're really good. Oh, there's another one from somebody named Pat is a boy. I want to know why your producer's so hot.
Oh my God.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
First of all, Pat, let me tell you about my Pat.
I know. I have to say, Pat, I was just thinking about you today. I'm like, I really like Pat. Pat's a,
well, that's
you know,
nice.
You're a great producer. No, I'm
thank
just
you.
Saying that you have to like your producer. I mean, yeah, you should like people you work with, you know?
Yeah, well, thank you. I appreciate that very much.
I really like you, just in case if I never told you that.
That means a lot. Well, and I like you too.
Okay. Thank yeah. you.
Well, I kind of like you sometimes.
I love you guys.
Like every other day.
Yeah. No, I'm like, I'll that's really it. Important. You know, I think
Pat is just as hot as Pat is. He is as cool and as amazing of a freaking producer. So it's, I mean, it's like a whole thing. We have the hot, we have the looks, we have the personality, we have the producer. I mean,
the total listen, package.
Total
yeah.
Package.
See that?
Total package.
Total package.
Yeah.
Thank you for that question, Pat is a boy.
We all yeah. kick their ass if they're saying you're hot. Well,
Beth knows I'm hot. She knows I'm her arm candy. And that's
I
fine.
Know. I yeah. know.
Just a little bit of jealousy. Who's talking about my boy?
No, my you're man. Right.
Hello, back it off, right. bitch. That's my man.
Yeah.
Those are good ones. You guys keep them coming. We like these. We got to do more. We got to
sure.
get back to 2 minute bitches too. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, we will soon.
Wait. Okay. So Pat had yeah. a fun idea.
Oh, Teresa, I forgot about my idea.
Are you down for is it even a game? What is it?
It's not like even a game. It's just like Gen Z terms. Like you guys know, like there's some terms that like when my kids are talking, like, I don't even know what you're talking about. I have no clue what it is. And I'm sure you guys are like Teresa, especially you're in kind of the same boat where you hear your kids talking. You're like, I'm not tracking. I don't know what this means. So like, I'm going to read some Gen Z terms, Generation Z terms and okay. see if you know what they mean. And Melissa, you guys know what they mean.
Like a Teresa, like someone, when I remember when someone first said like, oh, you're so jelly. And I was like grape jelly.
Yeah,
strawberry jelly. I like that on my toast. Is that what you mean? And they're like, oh my God, you're so not cool. I didn't know jelly was like jealous.
Oh, okay.
So, okay. So the first one is vibe check. Do you know what vibe check means?
Vibe check? Like, you know, if how you're vibing.
Yeah. It's like, this is the, it says an assessment of someone's emotional state or the atmosphere of a place, like the vibe check of a room, like just to see.
Oh, like this is jamming. The vibe check's good.
Yeah, yeah, I like that. Yeah, so you would ask somebody, "What's your vibe check?"
Or like when you talk to somebody, you're doing a vibe check. You're like seeing what their vibe is.
Yeah,
yeah.
No, like that's me. Like I went out with Lisa Hodgkins on Sunday. I love her vibe, her and Jody's vibe. Totally love their vibe. You know, like. Because that's the thing, you have to connect with someone. And yeah, so yeah, if someone doesn't vibe good, then you can't
Keep it moving. Yeah. Keep it moving.
Okay. What's what does salty mean?
Oh, salty, like you're bitter. Like,
bitter. Yeah,
exactly. Bitter. That's what I said.
Yeah.
What does lit mean?
Lit, like you're on fire. Mm-hmm. Yeah, popping. You said popping.
Give us some hard ones. We're okay. Cool.
I'm working. Baby steps. Simp.
Uh oh.
What?
Simp. S-I-M-P. Simp.
Like a what?
S-I-M-P.
Mm-hmm.
Simp. Like a, I don't know.
Is that
like
a wussy guy?
Basically, someone who does too much. Somebody that's whipped. Somebody that does too much.
You're a simp.
Someone. Yeah, you're a simp. If you do something too much to someone you're attracted to.
Okay. Oh.
A simp, apparently.
Got it. Yeah, I thought it was something like that. Like you're a wuss or something.
So
more of that's more towards a guy, right?
Yeah, totally towards a guy.
Yeah. Okay.
What's a snack?
A snack?
Mm-hmm.
Like something that I give my kids for their day during this.
No, like he's a snack.
Yes. Yeah. Someone that's attractive is a snack.
Okay. Yes.
You guys are doing pretty good.
I have one.
What?
Strange.
Strange?
Yeah.
It's not on my list.
Like you're strange?
No.
Oh, like,
just learned this. Yes. What?
Getting some strange?
Yes.
That's not Gen Z. That's like OG.
Wait. I had never in my life heard about this.
Wait, say what is it again? You getting a strain?
You're going to go get some strange. And that's like strange ass.
Like go get a different ass? Is that what you're saying? I don't know. Wait, what are you saying? I don't get it.
Like go to the doctor and have them remove your ass and get put a new one ass on.
No, meaning go get like another guy or another girl.
Yeah, like just get some strange ass.
Oh, so go get a strange ass. Oh, I never heard of that. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. By the way, you know how I
guess when you're not single, you could do that, you know?
Right.
I mean, when you're single, you could do that. I was one day at Le Pan and I learned this from a server there.
That's old school. Like I heard that term when I was like in high school and college.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
God, and I'm like a perv. I thought I would definitely known that term.
Yeah, no, that's OG.
Okay, go.
But okay, what is finna? F-I-N-N-A, finna.
I don't know.
Bank Instagram?
No, that's Sinsta. Finna Sinsta? Is I'm planning on doing something or getting something. I'm finna fixing to finna.
Wait, you're fixing something?
Like, no, finna means planning to or going to do something. So if you were, before you got your oil change, you would have told Louis, I'm finna get my oil changed.
Oh, I would never say that, but okay. Yeah.
Okay. I'm definitely finna. Never gonna fucking say finna again, ever.
finna never gonna say that again. What if something hits different? What does that mean?
If something hits different,
yeah,
is it like hitting you in the face as opposed to the boob?
No. Or you just didn't like it hit you differently than
like strange ass is hitting it?
Like it? No, not that.
No, like you took it the wrong way. It hit you different. Yeah.
Yeah. Or like you watched a movie and this time you cried. So it hit you different.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I get that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Somebody sent me a video about Gianna and her best friend, the father. And I watched it and I started crying. It was so cute.
So it hit you different.
No, but it was the first time watching it. I just cried because Gianna was so little.
You were finna on That's the way weird. To cry.
Like, look how little she was.
Oh my gosh, so tiny.
Oh, your baby.
Yeah, and he did a story about them. And it was so cute. I started crying when they were little, you know? And now Adriana's 14 and she's 15. And they met when Adriana was 3. Adriana was 3 and Olivia was 4. They're best friends. They've been together since Adriana's 3.
That's amazing.
And now, Adriana's 14, she's 15. Yeah.
Oh.
So cute.
They grow up so fast.
I love that they're like been so close. And I'm friends with the mom. Dana's the mom, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I love her. And Dana is the one that went up to Louie when we were walking. Yes. So if it wasn't for Dana, I would have never met Louie because she's the one that went up to him. Yeah.
Amazing. Look at that.
That is cool. Yeah. Okay, a couple more. This is something that you guys probably know. What are receipts?
Oh, we got lots of those.
I'm asking you what a receipt.
This is a favorite. Show me the receipts, bitch. Yes,
I got lots of those.
Yeah, lots of receipts.
Coming up.
What if someone's like, show me the receipts and you literally give them your like
Costco CVS. Receipt.
Yeah, CVS and gas. I'd be like, I have plenty of those.
Everybody knows what receipts are.
Okay, and then let's see. Oh, well, this, the rest of these are kind of easy. Shook, slaps, spill the tea, thirsty.
Shook?
Yeah, what's shook mean? You know that?
Like if like you're shook up? You got shook up? Like
yeah, you're, like you're surprised and you're shocked.
Oh, okay, got yeah. it.
Okay, and the last one, what's no cap mean?
No cap?
Mm-hmm, no cap.
No cap.
Well, it wouldn't be Teresa because she's wearing a cap.
Like no cap, like you're not doing it?
It no cap means no lie. It's, I'm serious. Like I'm, you know, I have no hair, no cap or whatever. Like it's a lie. It's not a lie. It's the truth.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No cap is dumb. No cap.
I wouldn't use that. No cap. Yeah, okay. No.
I wouldn't use 90%. Yeah. I wouldn't use 90%.
We did all right.
You guys did good. You guys actually did really good.
Okay.
You did a lot better than you usually do on Andy's tree dictionary.
Well, because his game, sometimes his games are like so weird, but I have to say his producer is freaking amazing. So talented.
They know how to
come
call
up with different things every single night. Like, amazing. Mm-hmm. Like his producer is really on point. It's just, I don't understand some of the games, you know, but it's okay. But you know, yeah.
Well, you did good on this one.
When you go, it'll hit you differently.
That's right.
Yeah.
No cap.
Yeah.
No cap. Strange.
Are you guys good job? I'm proud of you.
Strange ass. That's you get a strange ass.
You don't even need to say ass. You can just say, I'm getting strange.
Oh, okay. Or go get a strange. Like go that?
Go get some strange.
I'll go get some strange. Okay.
Go get it tonight. Thanks, Pat.
You got
our
it. Bye, guys. Good
amazing,
job.
Handsome, most handsome good Pat job. Producer ever.
Pat.
See, okay. This is what we like to do. Fun. That was fun. I like games.
Yeah, that was fun. Yeah.
I like games if I win. But listen, you know, this is so great for Teresa and I, because even if like shit's going on with Teresa or shit's going on with me, or whatever. It's just so, this is like such a nice escape and break to be here together and doing this and like talking about silly sayings and whatever. Like this, you know, I've been sick. The other stuff with the social media crap was annoying me. And then I come here and like, I feel better.
Oh, yeah, just because you were sick, people were saying that we were fighting. And
exactly. Well, I mean,
it's like such nonsense. That's why you got to just ignore it, Melissa, because unfortunately, your partner is on a reality TV show. There's a lot of people that like to talk shit about me. And that's why you just got to ignore the tea. Yeah, ignore the bad tea. Just ignore the bad tea. Because look, you get wrapped into it too, you see? Like, because you're associated with me. So, sorry, you know? That's why sometimes I tell you, I'm sorry. You know? Well,
listen,
so
that's why, listen, I knew what we were doing. Louis knew what he was signing up with you. It's, but like this.
Not necessarily, you see, cause you do get wrapped up in shit and you're like, why is this happening? Like it's not, I'm not even involved. And blah, 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 you know, it's like, no, because he really didn't know. Like until you're in it, you don't really know.
But you like when you guys were dating, you had to at some point been like, Louis, things happen. No, I'm in the press.
I didn't know, you know, It was all good. I was getting along with my brother. And then all of a sudden, all this shit happens. Like, everything was great. And I was so happy, so in love, blah, blah, blah. And then, all this craziness happens. And then, you know, this individual came out, you know? And it's like, oh, my God. It's like, really? Yeah. It's because he's dating me. If he was dating regular Becky out there, like, nobody would have known about any of this, you know? And it's crazy. Like, you know, like, it, you know, they were trying to hurt him, you know, but thank God we're moved past that. I mean, yeah, it took 3 years. We went through a lot of shit for 3 years. And now, you know, it took 3 years for all that. Now everybody's going to see the truth next season, you know, but unfortunately I'm like, really? Why does it take so long for the truth to come out? You know, it takes a long time for truth to come out.
We're getting there. We're close.
It does, you know, it sucks, you know?
We're getting there.
But you know, that's, there's a saying, the truth always sets you free, right? I mean, there's all these sayings that, so the truth always does come out, but it takes a while, you know?
I know. And patience sucks. I have none.
Yeah.
So being patient, I despise when people tell me to be patient.
I know. I mean,
but it will, listen, it'll come out.
And
it'll
this too shall pass, you know, all these sayings.
Yeah, no. And like you said, it's like things come and then tomorrow it's something else that
That's
happens.
The thing too. It, things come out, it's out there for a day or two, and then it's gone. And that's the thing. That's what I've learned being in the public eye. Like things are out there for a day or two, and then it's gone, you know? So that's why you just have to have patience. Yeah.
Yeah.
But patience. And then they move on to the next thing, you know?
Yeah, for sure. But, you know, it's just still, it's just, this is such a, like, for me, actually, it's just amazing to, like, come and get together and to do this for the people that appreciate it and that are great and, like, you know, like listening to our podcast. I mean, this is the positive, great, amazing supporters. Like, this is why we do it. Selfishly, I like to do it because it makes me feel better. I love doing this with you. I love being a podcast host. But also, you know, for the people that actually are great and loving and supportive and, like, come at us with love. So, you know, that's it.
All right. Awesome.
You guys, another Wednesday. I can't even believe it. Yeah. Let's hope that from this Wednesday to next Wednesday, it's not as noisy as this last week was. And it's a little more calmer. And we have to get back to 2-minute bitches.
Yeah, we will. Yeah, we should put them on, you know?
Yeah, you guys. So I want to get back to it. If you guys want to come on the pod with us and be a part of 2-Minute Bitches, send me a DM. You can send it to me. You can send it to Namaste at Namaste Bitches Pod on Instagram. So we would love to have you on. It's a joy to see all of you and your excitement and your happiness and your love. So if you want to be on, send us a message. And that's it, Teresa. We'll see him next week.
All right. Yes. You know, check out our merchandise, right?
Oh, gosh. You guys, get the freaking sweats. Oh.
Yes. And tell them where to get it.
Shop.herdatmedia.com or shop.herdatmedia.com? What is it?
Shop.herdatmedia.com.
Okay. Yeah. Shop.herdatmedia.com.
And then follow me at Teresa Judice. Melissa, where can they find you?
I'm at Melissa Feaster.
Okay. So, and that's it, guys. Thank you so much.
Too, if you want to see the video, the full video of this episode and all the fun, go to Heard At Media's YouTube channel and the full video is playing there for you. And you guys, again, we love you. Thank you for all the love and the support and the positivity. We try to give it back to you every week. And thank you just for always tuning in.
Yes. Thank you guys. Love, love, love.
I knew it. Another Heard At Media production.